Welcome to the Washington Page. I'm Sally Hart, on the one to count on for today's news and local information, KCII. On today's program, I'm speaking with Vern Miller and cast members of the Washington High School play, The Brothers Grimm Spectaculathon. That'll be on stage this weekend.
I'm Meredith Raber.
And can you tell us the plot of the high school play that is going to be on stage this weekend?
Sure. So basically it's about these two narrators who are telling the stories of the fairy tales of the Brothers Grimm. And they're supposed to tell all 209 fairy tales. And it's kind of about how they all connect to each other, kind of like a conspiracy theory or something like that.
And can you tell us your name and who you're playing?
My name is Reed Baston, and I'm actually playing multiple roles. I'm playing the king, dwarf one, giant, and then father.
Do you have a favorite?
My favorite is dwarf one, because he's just a fun character. I get to play him a lot, and he just makes me laugh.
And can you share your name and who you're playing?
My name is Lindsay Hippen, and I am playing Rapunzel. She's a very bratty teenager, which is the opposite of how I am, and so it's a little fun to get to play a Disney princess who's not really your typical Disney princess.
I'm Andrea Pingle, and I play two roles. I play Princess Tiana and also Prince 3, so I get to play a different gender in the play.
And do you have a favorite of those two characters?
I do like Prince 3, but I like Princess Tiana better because I've always wanted to be a princess, and it's nice to like dress up in the costumes and everything.
I'm Cody Kalupa, and I also play two roles. I play Prince 1 and Dwarf 2, and I would say my favorite is Dwarf 2 because I get to become Snow White, and I have a whole dress and everything.
My name is Michael Dillon, and I play the role of Narrator 2. What I like about him is he is very energetic, and he really tries to get the audience involved in it, so it's a lot of fun to play him.
And as a narrator, are you on stage?
We will be on stage the entire time. We will be in the background, so you will still see the stories, but we will interject when needed.
And is there a favorite story that you tell?
I love the title of The Devil's Grandmother, but you'll have to come to see what it's about.
And this is the first spring with the new Performing Arts Center. What has it been like to practice and then to get ready for performances?
Well, it's been difficult because we have a lot of schedule conflicts and stuff like that, but we work it out, and I think the kids are going to have a really good show. We have a lot of talented kids, so I'm excited for everyone to come see it.
With all of this, do people need to get tickets ahead of time?
No, you can get tickets at the door. It's $10 for adults, and students are free.
And can you remind us when it'll be on stage so that people can get here in time to find out what the stories are about?
This Friday and Saturday, the 28th and 29th, it's at 7:30. And Sunday we have a matinee at 2:30.
And it looks like you have a pretty large cast overall. What has it been like working with so many kids?
It's been fun. But it's been very difficult because everybody has their own schedules and extracurricular activities. But I think we're working through it, and we will eventually have everybody all at one practice, I promise.
That's been today's Washington Page with Director Vern Miller and Washington High School students who are in the Brothers Grimm Spectaculathon play at the Washington High School Performing Arts and Events Center this weekend. I'm Sally Hart with KCII News.